You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Good morning. My name is Pastor Philip Gagnon. I'm the assistant to the Bishop for Domestic Missions and Discipleship. I think that's probably the longest title we have in the NALC. It's good to be with you today. As I'm sitting here at my desk and in my studio where all my stuff is gathered together, I'm thinking of all the many things that the NALC has accomplished in these last 10, 11 years. It's been amazing to be part of this process and this building up of this body of Christ that loves Jesus. And has sought to be found faithful throughout the years. I remember when we first got together a long time ago in Indianapolis, and the story began, you might say, of all these various groups coming together to see how they could work together and to create this body called the NALC. And it's been wonderful to be part of that, being part of a body before that didn't always find the proclamation of Jesus being central, you might say. Was not very satisfying, but now being part of a body for so long, that's central heart, I mean, its core passion is in proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ and his salvation, is wonderful. It's been so joyous to be part of this whole body that wants to proclaim the name of Jesus. It's amazing. I have so many stories I could tell throughout the years of what we've been able to do because we've been freed, in essence, to focus on Jesus. That's our DNA, is to proclaim the name of Jesus, to make disciples in his name, to then to go out and share the message of Jesus to the whole world. It's been a joy and an adventure all the way through. I remember so many times, you know, meeting people and proclaiming the name of Jesus and just sharing with them and day-to-day encounters, whether it be on the streets of Edmonton with Hosea Ministries, and getting to know people just simply for who they were. I remember this one young lady, we're out about 2 o'clock in the morning, this one cold night in downtown Edmonton. And those who know the area will recognize what I'm talking about, by the WEAC Center downtown, a women's shelter. And next to it was this peep show. And we were down there and sharing the gospel, giving coffee and sandwiches to the girls on the street and the homeless, and just sharing the love of Christ. No judgment, but just accepting them for who they were and then offering prayer and talking with them, getting to know them, loving them. I remember this one young lady came up to me, a lovely young girl, and probably mid-20s, beautiful, and she came up and asked for coffee. And as we were talking, she looked at the van and she said, "Hosea, that's the from the Bible." And I said, "Yes, it is. It's the minor prophet Hosea, who says the verse that we operate under says." Forgive me for hesitating here, it says to, "I will love them freely and forgive their sins." And she says, "You know, I'm a believer too. I'm a Mormon." And I said, "Really?" And she said, "You know, I'm not really practicing my faith right now." And then we looked at each other and we both began to laugh. And it was rather obvious that she wasn't. But in that moment of laughter, of sharing in the humor of that moment, we began a relationship, as we did with so many other people on the street. By not judging, by walking alongside of them, we were able to do that. And then to proclaim the love of Jesus in a non-threatening, non-judgmental kind of way. In Mexico, the same kinds of things happening. People asking, what is this Lutheran way, this way of proclaiming Jesus? And we would explain to them why we were there to share the love of Christ. There's so many examples. And one that I want to talk about right now, briefly again, is from my last trip to Hawaii. There I do a lot of painting and in my spare time and whatnot. And on my last trip, I was in November of 2019. I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to truncate a little bit because I don't want to reveal any identities or whatnot. But this young lady I met at the gallery, I was supposed to meet the manager of the gallery for a beer and to just talk and to visit. And he wasn't there. But the young lady who was one of the sales consultants was. And she said, you know, that this gentleman was not there. And so she said, "You were supposed to go across the street to where my friend is the manager of a small pub. Why don't you go on over and she'll take good care of her?" And she gave me her name. And so I said, "Thank you very much." And I went over after a little while of walking through the town. and found myself at the pub and sat down. And this girl said, "Oh, my friend said to expect you." And I said, "How'd you recognize me?" She said, "Well, she described you, and you know, your Hawaiian shirt, your glasses, etc." I said, "Great." So I sat down, enjoyed a pint, and a few minutes later, this other girl from the sales consultant came and came in and said, "Oh, you made it." I said, "Yes, I did." And so she came and sat down to my left, and the manager got off shift and then sat down to her left. Now, at this point, the two embraced in a very long, passionate kiss. And then the person said to me on my left said, "My friend says you're a Lutheran pastor." And I thought to myself, I think I know where this conversation is going to go. She then said, "What do you think about me being a lesbian?" And I said, "You know what? The gospel calls me to love you and to accept you for who you are. And it's not my job to convert you or convict you. It's the Holy Spirit's job. It's the word. I can do nothing beyond that. And besides that, I would just like to get to know you. You seem to be a very nice young lady." We had a very nice conversation in that manner. And so we talked for 4 hours, the three of us. It was wonderful. And at one point she said, "You know, nobody's talked to me this way before about the gospel." And she said, "When my parents found out, they disowned me. But if somebody was to preach or to talk like you were about the love of Christ, I would probably go back to church." And so we talked and we continued talking, like I said, for 4 hours until the pub closed that night. And then we made a commitment to continue to be in touch when I got back. My hope is one day is to begin a new start or a small house church there. Of course, that takes time and intentionality and all those things and coordinating. And I hope to do that perhaps with the church in Honolulu. Who knows what God will do? And that's just the point. It's what God will do. And what God desires is for us to have willing hearts. Now, in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, you see this woman at a well. And Jesus meets her and he asks her for water. And they have a long conversation about that. And in the course of that conversation, she, responds about having a husband. And Jesus says, "Yes, you've had five others." And in that conversation, Jesus is very clear, but he doesn't judge her. He just reveals the truth. And in that moment, in that encounter, she finds that there is a Messiah who loves her. And it takes the time. And in fact, the story continues that when the disciples came back, they found Jesus talking to the people and then staying for a few more days. It took time. But it began with an honest, open encounter of love and of truth. And after all, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And in meeting Jesus, that's exactly what they found was life. So it is the hope of the NALC. It's our DNA is to proclaim the good news of Jesus and to be non-threatening, to be non-judgmental, and to accept people for who they are, to enjoy them simply for who they are, because God died for them, loves them, and wants to give them new life. And so we are called then to walk beside people, to share the good news of Jesus without judging them. But in time, as we walk alongside of them, I have behind me in my studio some paintings. Now, I know this one here because of the lighting. You can't really see it very well, but I brought over this little painting just to show you quickly. I use a lot of illustrations from my time when I was, before I became a pastor, when I was in martial arts and whatnot, and in painting. Now, this little painting here took about 20 hours to do. It took layer upon layer upon layer. It's not a big painting, but it took time and it took intentionality. My mentor in Hawaii says that painting is a series of adaptations. It's a series of adjusting back and forth, forward and sideways sometimes, and readjusting, redoing, recovering all sorts of things along the way. It takes time, I guess, is the point. Martial arts is the same thing too. It takes time, practice again and again and again. The proclamation has content, takes time to learn that content. It also takes time to express the content and to share lovingly as we walk beside somebody in loving commitment, the content of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Someone once remarked a long time ago at a mission conference in Edmonton that it takes 3,000 hours to convert somebody who's a Muslim. And I'm sure that's probably the case with a lot of other faiths as well, if they're very strong in their faith. I think that what that speaks to is time, intentionality, effort to do just that. To be found willing, really, at the end of the day, is the main thing. That's the heart and the core of the NALC, I believe. And that's what we must be, is intentional in our reaching out to the world in a loving, committed, intentional way. My prayer is, as we in the Life to Life Discipleship team offer our discipleship training course in the near future. And I thank you for all the patience you've all shown. It's been a while to do this. And of course, life's contingencies come in and people get sick. We're not able to finish something. We come back. But it's almost done. And I hesitate to say exactly when we're going to have the discipleship guide training available, but it will be very soon. And so I'll be making an announcement at the pastor's conference about this. But the course is about relationship. The course is about organic growth and about knowing the faith so that you can then share it well with people. Proclamation as content. We need mature, faithful Christians in the life of the church in order to do that. But nonetheless, a willing heart is even more important, I think, because it's the willing heart that is willing to be sent out and to meet people and then to say, come and see. Come and talk to this person. They may have answers that I may not. I could go on and ramble on and on and on. I'm French Canadian, so I'm very good at doing that. But I pray that you will hear what I'm trying to say. And I take great joy in the NALC. We are blessed so much with having so many gifted people who are willing, wanting to share their gifts that God has given them for the sole purpose of reaching out to the world. That's who we are, the people of God. And now I pray that you may be blessed with the Holy Spirit and that you may be found faithful in reaching out to the world all around you, whether it be at work, at home, in every vocation that you have. May your work glorify God and may you be found faithful. God bless you until we meet again.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.